Thanks for checking out the Roodits and Loz podcast, driven by the Ford Ranger Raptor, inspired by desert racing. Ford Ranger Raptor has been developed by the Australian design and engineering team with Ford Performance DNA for true enthusiasts.
Get all the news you need.
104.7 Triple M.
Hello, Adelaide.
No one knows Adelaide like these guys. Triple M Breakfast with Roodits and Loz.
Overnight news.
Now, I'll just start this by saying I'm not making any accusations against a company called Spirit Aerosystems.
Oh. Is this a disclaimer?
Yes, it is, because a second whistleblower has come out and said, you know, that there were some defects in these airplanes. They're Boeing manufacturers, so
yeah,
he's died. Two of them have died.
Gone missing. People who made accusations have died.
Yes. Yep. So a man called Joshua Dean.
Was this China or?
No. This is America. So he made complaints and
against Boeing.
Yes, and saying that there were defects in the planes and that they need to do something about it. And he was working for them. And someone else who was saying the same thing died a little while ago, both by apparently self-inflicted sort of things.
Okay.
So
probably knocked the share price around a little bit on the crack at Boeing.
Yeah, so it's not looking fantastic, but now the company are coming out. Well, people are coming out saying, oh, they had a history of mental illness and all this stuff. But these people were like basically saying, if something happens to me.
Yeah, right.
It's about this. Yeah. So it's pretty full on. Yeah. I always think it's so, like, if companies actually do that, don't they know that we know what they're doing? Like, if they do actually take people's lives who are whistleblowers.
It. Poison them or something.
Prove it.
They've got to prove it, but everyone's going, it's a bit weird.
How long ago did this happen?
This just happened. So the other bloke was about a month ago, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, don't bag Boeing.
Don't bag Boeing. Not saying anything about it. Everything's fine. Everything's amazing.
A little closer to home. Now, big issues, I think, for our Premier right now, Peter Malinauskas, ramping our hospitals, health system, housing crisis, all of these sorts of things. Port Adelaide's a big crisis.
Yeah, right. He was asked to come in the rooms after the game last night with a few of the Crows people, and he said,
yeah,
thanks.
Yeah.
It would be too. Yeah.
Anyway, bigger issue that's been announced this morning. They've done renovations at Parliament House. And Frank Pangallo, MP, the urinals are too high. So Frank's going to have to stand on a telephone book.
Get a little stool.
Yeah, I know.
He could have ramp.
That's
talk about ramping. Put him
with
on
those
a ramp.
New age urinals. Just get the old trough.
Trough is the best way to go, surely. I hate those individual things.
Nah, the splashback is disgusting with a trough.
Well,
isn't
how often
it?
Do you go in and drop, flop it out and have a.
Well, I don't have anything to flop out, but
how would you know?
Well, you're right, Dix. I need to not talk about it.
You got the great. I think
I've seen men with literal like splashes on their jeans from those troughs.
Yeah,
that's
but we're used to that.
Foul. Yeah, but you're out in society.
Control your pecker.
Pigs. Control your pecker.
I reckon the splash is worse. No, seriously, Loz, from experience here, when you're in these little individual, I reckon the splash is worse.
Yeah.
It's so pointed and directional straight at it that it comes back at you. You need a raincoat to have a wee.
God, how do you walk around with them things?
The
male form just makes no sense.
Poor Frankie Pangallo, if you can help him out, because the urinals are too high.
Yeah.
If someone could give him a lift
up. What do you mean too high? Like,
hold him up.
Well, he has to get on his tippy toes.
He does.
He
does.
Into the bowl.
You need to be relaxed when you need to relax.
Can't you, like, rocket launch
shoot it up in the air?
Yeah, but.
Like a missile strike?
Yeah, but, you know. Then you can lose your target there too.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
This is a bit weird, this one, but in the World Snooker Championships, Stephen Maguire saw something on the table and he went down for closer inspections, picked it up, and then put it in his mouth.
What was it?
A fly.
You're joking.
Huh?
He's eaten a fly in the middle of a World Snooker Championship.
Was he hungry?
Like a power move to psych
someone
out?
He's done well to catch it, first of all.
That's true.
No, it died.
It died.
On the table.
A dead fly.
He's eaten a dead fly.
Oh, my God. I nearly just threw up.
Yeah.
If I had anything in my stomach is the most disgusting thing.
They're calling it disgusting and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, no.
And then in the last, he was getting beaten and... And then in the end, he just said, that's it, I'm off. And he didn't play the game out. So he's had a bad moment, Stephen Maguire.
I'm so confused.
Yeah, I know.
He's made it all the way to the World Championships and then he ruins his own game by eating a dead
fly. Got the
fly
in his mouth and he spat it out and then he's he just cracked it at the end. So he's had a howler.
There's photos of him eating it. Yeah, it's so weird.
Tell us about cavemen.
Oh, yeah, let's just cap off the weirdest overnight news we've ever had with a story. Okay, so basically... cavemen, they figured out, were scared of zombie apocalypses. And how do you know this? Well, they've uncovered a bunch of their graves and they buried them underneath huge rock slabs to prevent them from rising from the dead, essentially. So even back then, before they could even form sentences, they were like into zombie.
Where do you about get ghosts? This information from?
Yeah, what do you read?
News.com. It was just an article.
Do you ever read the sports pages?
Can you just beef
No, I don't need
bit?
To because I sit in this studio all morning. And if you think we talk about sport a lot on air, guys, you should hear what goes on in between breaks. I give them 10 seconds of silence and they go, yeah, they shouldn't have put him on. I don't know what they were thinking.
We could talk about footy or zombies, one or the other.
Why not both?
It feels the same.
It's a loss, Triple M.
Sports Card World, the specialists in sports cards and trading card games. Sports Card World, Region Arcade, Rundle Mall.
Triple M Breakfast with Lou Dits and Loz.
What a goal!
Overnight Sports.
Adelaide have won. They've won their last three showdowns. And they're 28-27 on the showdown ledger as well. A big, big win for the Crows. 30 points over Port.
I think you can hear me screaming, actually, just if you listen closely.
From the riverbanks.
Yeah.
Goes towards centre wing. Loose ball. They're still running hard. Look at Rankin go. In and out. Three Port Adelaide players. Too easy and too good. He'll bounce. This will be one of the goals of the year. It is.
I was way too excited there.
Now, I've been umming and ahhing whether to tell this story because I don't think anyone's... First of all, you're not going to believe me. And second of all, I'm not sure if it's appropriate. But when Isaac kicked that goal, there was a woman two rows in front of me in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't.
She stood up.
Oh, get out.
I am not joking.
Hang on. The Crows are healing the sick there.
Loz.
Crikey.
She
been drinking
she must have had some. She must have had like a leg injury
I can
or something.
Walk. I can feel my legs.
She stood up and we went, that woman just stood up. That's what this game's doing to people. Oh, like Lazarus. Loz. Just like
as she stood up, there was a lot of poor people sitting there.
Yeah. Well, maybe she sucked the life out of someone else and it gave it. But honestly.
Did the River Torrens part when you went home or not?
It was a bit like
you're joking.
That. The bridge I've had.
Don't need the bridge. Walk on water.
Let's have a listen to Matty Nix.
That was a really good performance. We're up against a very good side. We knew the game had to play out a certain way and we were able to do that. You know, it may have looked scrappy on the telly and it couldn't have been more perfect from our point of view. We played the game really well, depending on the scenario. That's probably the reason I'm so pleased for the group because it was a really mature performance.
Now, I'll dispute one thing. Look, well done. Too good. Far too good Adelaide Crows last night, right from the first bounce.
I reckon they were far too good, Dits. So if you kicked straight, you could have won.
Yeah,
but... Look, because we called the game, a lot of it's fresh in my mind, and I'm sitting next to two experts in Dom Cassisi, Bernie Vince. A lot of the missed goals, Roo, were absolute under pressure. Mm. So it's not like they were 20 metres out straight in front
set
shots.
No, Crows had good pressure all night.
Brilliant pressure. So when you say, oh, if we kick straight, I actually dispute that a little bit in that I thought the pressure was enormous. 5 goals, 18. A lot of those.
What is going 18? On with your goal kicking, though? You're the 16th most inaccurate side in the competition.
Yeah.
Point power.
Is it where they're kicking from? Is it the skill level of the players.
All right, so Fogarty's first couple, Tex Walker, the goal, you were six straight, right?
We were the 12th
close
worst
to goal,
last year, so
but you were close
great.
To goal, fair to say.
Better
and that's
that
great
goal.
Footy, and that's good footy. Ours were from the pocket, from the boundary.
I think there's a bit in
under
that.
Pressure. So no one's taking a mark in the goal square and kicking
you
from
you did
there.
Miss a fair few that you should have got as well, though. And that does suck the life out of you as a team, and it gives the opposition more energy when you miss as well.
Far too good Adelaide. However, there are major issues with Port Adelaide at the moment.
I thought
major
you were going to win a premiership 3 weeks ago.
I think they thought it too. And it's not going to happen.
What's the major issues?
Laziest team in the competition.
In what
when
way?
Port, well, when Port haven't got the ball.
What, so the downhill skiers?
They give nothing. And I'm sorry to say that. It's harsh, but it's
are
true.
Are you calling them downhill skiers?
No, that's different.
Well, that's one way.
All right. I'm just saying that... Well, I admire Geelong,
so
Sydney,
run,
and GWS.
They don't defend.
They don't defend. There was no defence last night.
Mm.
Well, you saw the game. Am I right? Am I wrong? Or
well, they haven't got good records in big games.
And I learnt something else last night at halftime. Again, the experts I was working with telling me how. But Port are winning all these stats. They're winning this and they're winning that and winning that.
They actually were.
Yeah, but that doesn't win the game. Clearly, doesn't win the game.
Not if you don't kick straight.
Well, that's great football. As I said, six straight to start with Adelaide. When you get it, go down your end.
And that
and
was
kick
abnormally accurate for a change. For
so I'm sick of hearing, but we won clearances and we're winning hitouts and we're winning
anyway,
this and we're winning that.
Let's have a listen to Ken Inkley pre-game on Connor Rosie.
The first time we've made a quick turnaround from a minor soft tissue injury. So for those people sitting out there with the doomsdayers, they're saying, you're taking a big risk. We're not taking a big risk. We're taking a normal risk with an injury like this. You know, when you see him run like he was running yesterday, not to pick him.
And this is what happened after the game?
Yeah, I made a mistake playing Connor Rosie tonight. All the information I could get was Connor was able to, and I seen it with my own eyes, he was actually able to run as fast as he needed to, kick as long as he needed to. But once fatigue set in tonight, that was clear. I can try and hide behind that, but I'm not cowed when it comes to owning a mistake, and that was what it was.
Well done on owning it. I did say to you at this time yesterday, are you playing him? Your response was, I'm backing in the doctor, the coach, and the player to make the decision. So what do you say now?
Look, I said what I said for a reason. I trust Connor Rosie. If he goes to the coach and says, I'm fit, I'm ready to go, and Ken just said it, they saw him run
he's
all week.
He's only a young footballer.
However,
what about the head doctor who's been around for a long time and Ken who's been around for a long time?
As you know, footballers will always want to play, I think, and they made a massive mistake, a big blunder, terrible blunder. Who do I blame? I can't answer that. I really don't
Sometimes
know.
Sometimes you do take a risk and you get it wrong.
Mm.
Was it worth the risk yesterday?
They got it terribly wrong.
Who would have played instead?
Sorry?
Who would have played instead?
Someone that could run.
But the problem is now, Loz, Connor doesn't play next week against Geelong.
Rui, it's a big mistake. Well, and good on
you. You've got to back those people. I think your answer yesterday was correct.
If Connor Rosie, a player of his professionalism and skill, says to you,
he's
I'm right
only
to go,
young. That's the only caveat.
I'm right to go. You've got to trust him. And they got it wrong, horribly wrong. But again, look, I want to praise the Crows. The Crows did everything right last night and were too good and too much pressure.
Mitch Georgiadis, there'll be some talk about his knee and what comes out about that, whether it's a short-term injury or a season-ending injury, we'll find out. Lockie Jones, it looked like he had a bit of a hamstring trouble as well. Carlton take on Collingwood tonight.
Huge.
No Jordan DeGoey, no Tom Mitchell. 90,000 people will be at the MCG. Triple M will be rocking football from 5:30 after the rush hour.
New Hilux in stock with bonus $1,000 accessories at Peter Kittle Toyota.
The top five things we learnt this week on Rude Dits and Laws. Number five, we learnt love isn't always everlasting.
You two, the band, Edge, has split from his wife. Does it mean she's lost her edge?
Or not?
She hasn't found what she's looking for.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Apparently she said, I'm going to carry on with or without you.
Oh, goodness. I'm in physical pain.
And yeah, now she's just won.
Okay.
All right.
It seems Dits still hasn't found the joke he's been looking for.
Dits jokes that didn't quote.
Does it mean she's lost her edge?
Oh, Dits.
Number four.
But we learn, according to Dits, some celebrity relationships will last.
A body language expert has said that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce will be together forever.
No, they won't.
That's great.
Has studied them closely, looked at their body language, looked at everything.
She said that about the Edge and his wife.
Well,
no, I don't think they will. I think
you don't think?
Not because they're not good. I just think the pressure's too much. No one can survive that scrutiny.
Right. If anyone would know, you would.
About being broken up with.
Oh, Dits, what have you done? And baby, now we got bad blood. Number three.
We learned the most experienced media stars can have slip-ups.
Sandra Sully is idolised.
Oh, trusted.
Even trusted journos can make mistakes.
Plus, Pauline Hanson in court. Why the One Nation leader has been forced to fight claims that she is a rapist. Racist. I apologise and correct. Racist.
Racist.
The whole thing is wrong and it stinks and I don't like it.
But anyway, even Greg Blewett got his words mixed up.
Let's go to Greg from Seafood Meadows. Greg, did the Crows get a selection
Meadows.
Do we have one of Roo? Yeah.
Surely. Tickets on sale now at Ticketek.com. .com.
You just wanted everyone to come to the event.
.com. That website's not working for me.
Number two.
Loz has to stay out of sport chat.
January feels very crickety, doesn't it? It's a very crickety time of year.
Stay out of sport.
And we learned Ruth has to stay out of snack chat.
What's your go-to Tim Tam? Do you like the dark chocolate? Do you like the caramel?
No, just the normal chocolate. Sam. I could eat a whole packet, no problem.
I used to be able to
what?
Eat.
Yeah, easily.
Oh, I used to be able to do a whole packet of Tim Tams from Foodland to my house in Paracombe.
It was a 14-minute drive.
Disgusting. Packet of Tim Tams on the way home.
One after the other. Just boom. 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 Those are the good old days.
Could be a record.
It could be.
It's not just Tim Tams, it's chocolate too.
What I'm like with chocolate. Like, there is no limit for me. Like, I can't stop.
Yeah. So mine's got to have nuts in it.
Okay.
Because then I'm still eating it about 5 hours later.
Yeah, because it comes out of his tooth.
When you find a little bit of nut out of a tooth, oh, my God.
The coconut.
Oh, hours later. I'm still enjoying it hours later.
The Whittaker's coconut chocolate.
Rue just doesn't understand snack chat.
You're out there and you're a chocolate person and you haven't had that yet, I'm going to blow your mind. It's not coconut like a bounty. Chocolate. It doesn't taste like a bounty. The coconut's toasted within it, so that's it just gives this crunch.
Where do you find this stuff?
The supermarket.
Rue, stay out of snack chat.
Yeah!
Number one, we learned from Loz, some people have an amazing sense of smell.
There's a woman in the UK who can smell when people have Parkinson's.
Oh,
and Rue just
said
went,
dementia first.
Well, yeah, well, I couldn't remember, ironically, what it was. but it's terrible. But
Rue was a little bit sceptical.
Oh, I can smell bullshit.
Rue doesn't have a sense of smell because he's damaged his nose that much playing football.
Yeah.
And he doesn't believe this topic because he doesn't have a sense of smell.
I just think it's a little bit wacko.
But the text line lit up with smelly stories.
Glenn said, my wife smells my farts every time.
Yeah. Oh.
Corey said, my missus reckons I can sniff out the closest pub all the time. My special talent is I can smell KFC a mile away.
Yeah.
Then Chris called up.
What can you smell, Chris?
After years of cuddling on the couch with my wife, I can smell when her monthlies come along.
Pardon?
What?
Yeah, on her neck, you know, you nestle your nose and like I like to smell my lady. I've figured out that she gets a bit of a metallic smell to her neck.
Really?
You know, to her natural scent, yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Rue was still unable to take it seriously.
It's like nothing.
Sniffing your missus' neck.
Yeah, because when you hug the person you love
and it stinks and I don't like it.
Yeah. You take a whiff of their scent, don't you?
Oh my God.
Get
do you want to give them showdown tickets?
Yes, I do.
Because I can smell victory tonight.
Yeah. Rue's nose seems to be working fine.
They've won their last three showdowns.
Hey! That was good. Hey, can I just say, after that, I got talked to by about four different people who told me the different things they can smell. And one of them was a hairdresser who says she can smell when a woman's going through menopause.
You're joking.
No, she says I can smell. There's a certain smell to their scalp. It's a hormone that comes off when I'm blow drying their hair, and I know I can smell it.
What else?
You know what? Not for on air.
The top five of the week, all thanks to Peter Kittle. New Hilux in stock with bonus $1,000 accessories at Peter Kittle Toyota. It's Rue, Dits and Loss, Triple M.
Well, we discovered when we were looking for what to talk about for our show this morning that Sam Neill, one of the best actors, he's from New Zealand, but we claim him.
Yeah.
Mm. His real name is Nigel. Nigel Neill. And he used to hang around with his mate. All the Nigels come together and attract each other. His mate's name was Nigel Nutt.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're both getting bullied and
Nigel No Mates, you reckon? Yeah. He used to get that all the time.
All that. So at the age of 10, he's changed his name to Sam Neill.
Yep. So they like watching Western movies and they came up with Sam and Bill.
Yeah. That's great.
So Nigel Nutt became Sam Nutt.
Yeah.
No,
Bill Nutt.
Bill Nutt.
Oh,
and Sam Neill.
Sam Neill.
I'm not sure if Bill Nutt's any better. I'm not sure if anything goes with Nutt.
Yeah, why don't you have a sister like Hazel or...
Yeah, that's good, Dits. Yeah. Hazel Nutt.
Anyway, people in our lifetime that...
You can tell I had 2 hours sleep.
But just pluck names, right? Really, like there was the footballer Northman with Donald McDonald.
You
look at parents and think, what were you thinking? Chris Christopherson.
Yeah, that's
strange. Oh, but if your name's Christopherson, would you go with Chris?
Christopher Christopherson?
Yeah.
That's just,
I know.
Oh, what's going on?
What about your mate, David?
Yeah, so the craniofacial surgeon, world famous here in Adelaide, world renowned, David. If your surname's David, and look, if you're listening this morning, please, we respect you so much. But it is interesting that you would call your son David if your surname's David.
It actually sounds all right now, David.
Yeah.
But what about when you played cricket that day?
I've got a quick cricket story. When I retired as a squash player, I came back and played real, like, Z-grade cricket for a bit of social thing on the weekend. Mm. And we played against this old Adelaide Uni team, and David was playing, who was quite a veteran at the time.
Bloody hell.
Anyway, he bowled to me, and I hit it, and this lad caught it. His name was Ben David, his son.
Yeah.
And as I walked off, a bloke said to me, "You just got caught by Ben David, David's son."
Oh, good stuff.
Oh, yeah. We've had some calls on this in the past, actually, and we've had some great ones.
My mum's cousin's name is Dougal McFuzzlebutt.
Yeah, my surname's actually Rayner. I'm actually a trainer in heavy earth moving equipment, so I'm actually T. Rayner the trainer.
T. Rayner the trainer.
I've made a delivery to Peter Rabbit.
Oh, come on.
But yeah, I looked it up in the phone book, and yeah, T. Rabbit was at the same address.
I used to go to school with a guy called Stu McCracken.
Oh,
you know, tomorrow is May the 4th.
Is it?
Yeah, and this is the last time we discuss this on air. Because it's May the 4th, they say,
May the 4th be with you.
So it's Star Wars Day. There you go.
Right.
All right.
So is that the 4th of every month?
No, May. Oh. That's an Alice comment.
Oh, Alice.
That is an Alice comment. That takes us back. May the 4th, Ru.
Oh, we're getting crickets.
Holy
play on.
Who gave that man a whistle?
Take whistle off that man. Oh, boy.
Get it off him.
Mic's off. It's Ru, it's and Loz, Triple M.
Autocam, real-time video from Automasters. Triple M's Rumour Mill, Adelaide's most listened to segment. Hear it every day at 7:40 on Roo, Dits and Loz.
Yep, you can ring in on 133353 or you can text on 0488 51047 on the Automasters text line, just like Paul has here from Clarence Gardens. From Westbourne Park he is. I've got a rumour for you today. I heard SA Police are investigating the Port Adelaide Football Club for fraud, impersonating an AFL Premiership contender this season.
Oh, Rupert.
How bad's that?
That from is.
Paul.
You know, it's almost as bad as the
bucks,
fact that you read
bucks
it out.
Going Paul's way.
Maybe we should get a prize for Paul.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the best rumour of the month, I think.
Oh, God. All right, well,
let's move on to some serious topics.
He's right.
I've got a real one that is on very good mail, actually. I can't say where it's from because I'll get that person in a lot of trouble. Yep. But Adelaide 500.
Velo,
Adelaide 500. Yep. Saturday night, music.
Concert. Yeah.
Cold Chisel.
Get out. Come on. They don't suit V8 supercars very much.
Feels a bit off-brand, doesn't it? Nah, I think...
Cold Chisel?
Yeah. Not just Jimmy.
Really?
The whole
band.
Yeah. Back in their neck of the woods. Yeah, it'll be good, hey. That'd be great. But I reckon that's going to be official soon.
Jim Beam.
Yeah. Couple of beams.
Hell.
Bit of Cold Chis.
Wow.
Nah, that'll get the crowd going.
Are you serious?
I am serious. Have you seen them live?
Yeah, many
times.
Oh, I love coaches.
Love them. Yep.
They're great.
That'd be good. Like it.
But
great rumour.
Get yourself in some good Nick Gonzi for that one.
Yeah.
That's huge.
And it will go off.
We've dropped Coldplay before. We've dropped, you know, the Chili Peppers, that Robbie Williams.
Yep.
We had some big names there. Did we talk Pearl Jam?
We did, but that's been ruled out, hasn't it?
Cold Chisel.
That'd be great.
Meat and veg.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Beam and Barnes.
On Triple M, we want your unpopular opinion. It's time for Hot Takes.
What a hot take.
Now, this is like an unpopular opinion, but obviously, personally, you think it's on the money, but when you say it, it's a bit controversial. Are we going to play some examples, or should we do that first?
Let's
do that.
What a hot take.
I actually prefer the day test than the day-night test.
Yeah.
That's a hot take.
I hate beach.
Hate
sand.
Hate
the beach.
What a hot take.
Lego or Lego?
What is it?
Well, it's Lego.
No. Well, do you stand on your legs or your legs?
What a hot take.
Everybody's second favourite fish to eat, King George Whiting, is the most overrated fish in the sea.
What a hot take.
Cricket is the dullest, most boring game in the world.
What a hot take.
I love this segment.
Seinfeld's not funny. That sort of stuff.
Yeah. You
know? River's better than the ocean.
Yeah. All right. So what do you got for us? Have you got one today, Loz?
I do. And I'm slightly concerned because I think I might have even lied about liking this in the past just to seem like I was cool.
Right. Fit in with the cool kids.
You tell lies.
Occasionally to save my ass, I will, you know.
A white lie.
A white lie.
You don't lie to me and Ditz, do you?
No. I don't think so.
You've been unfaithful to us.
Certainly put mayonnaise on a few stories, but I don't think I'm out. Outwardly lying. Anyway, this is, that's not the segment we're doing. Well,
give us your
hot take. Why am I sweating?
Well, because we like honesty here at Triple M.
Okay, well, I'll be honest. I think that the show Breaking Bad is overrated.
That's a spicy meatball.
It is one of the most universally loved and adored shows, and people are obsessed with it.
Yeah.
Mark Tomo, who I worked with for many years, has watched it in full maybe three times, just back to back.
They still making new ones, or is that all
finished?
It's finished. Okay. It had a big
season ages ago.
Yeah, and I tried, Roo. I tried to watch it. It's not that I haven't watched it. I tried. I fell asleep. I couldn't get into it. I didn't have any empathy for the characters. I didn't like them.
Okay.
I'm sorry. There's people driving out there going, it's the greatest show that was ever made. And I know that a lot of people think that. Dog's Breakfast,
no
in my
good.
Opinion.
All right.
Was that one of the first sort of streaming shows or not? Was it?
Yeah, it possibly. Would have been around when streaming sort of started. I was working at Blockbuster when they came out, and we used to, the DVD would fly out of the store. Mm. Every week people come in, can I put my name down for Breaking Bad season 2? Mm. I need it.
Yeah. I haven't got one today.
Mine's from the world of sport, from the world of AFL actually. Greater Western Sydney is a stupid name, and I want it changed. It's too long. It's too hard to say. When you're a commentator, GWS.
How did you come up with that?
Oh, it just annoys me. GWS, Greater Western Sydney. Just go Western Sydney, please.
Yeah.
Why the greater?
Why greater?
Just Western Sydney.
Does that greater mean it can branch out further than that?
Well, west is west.
Wagga,
you can't get
that.
Any bigger than the west off something, can you?
Like, yeah.
You know, the western part of Australia is pretty big. The western part of Sydney is big.
They don't say greater Western Australia.
Should it just be the Barrier Reef?
Okay. We could remove it from everything.
You might have got me on a technicality there because I do like the Great Barrier Reef. No, but Greater Western Sydney is too it's too wordy.
Yeah, but they got a bloody good song, haven't they?
They've
got a great song.
Shocker.
You don't like it?
Nah. It's not up there with the Richmond and the Essendon and Carlton songs. And
do you know what?
Anyway, that's my hot take.
I've got another hot take just popped into my head. The Frio song is the best one.
No, it's not. No, heave-ho, way to go. That is ridiculous.
I like it.
That's terrible.
1-3-3-5-3. What are we giving away for a prize,
we
Hamish?
We are giving away a double to the 2024 Sports Bet Adelaide Racing Carnival, April 27th to May 11th.
I'm giving tomorrow.
I'm giving away my season tickets.
A big hour on the way after 8 o'clock. A man I'm sure Ditz is very excited to talk to. Tex Walker, he'll be on phone. Exciting to chat everything about Showdown 55.
On Triple M, we want your unpopular opinion. It's time for Hot Takes.
What a hot take.
Bruce found a whistle in his pocket from...
Please, take it away.
It is the worst thing that has happened
27.
To this show.
It's ruined everything.
I'm not doing the last hour.
I have turned his mic off.
Right, hot takes. Let's get into them. Cam from Anglevale's texted in. You two, Bon Jovi and Springsteen are all overrated.
Get lost,
wow.
Cam.
Not the boss. Whiz,
Cam. Yeah, Moffat.
Bon Jovi I'll allow, but Springsteen.
Hey, yeah, we got Patty on the line. Patty, where are you
just
from?
We ruined a whistle.
We're from Freeling.
All right, what's your hot take, Patty?
The NRL should bring back the Adelaide Rams.
Really?
What'd they last about one season?
What
didn't
a
they?
Hot take.
Yeah.
Why didn't they work in Adelaide? Financial or what?
I think it was financial and the wasn't enough crowd attendance. But
lack of interest.
Now, I think now because of KO, everyone's now watching it again. Mm. So they should definitely.
Well, I don't
bring
know
it
if
back.
Everyone is.
Enough to survive? Is there enough to survive? Have you done the numbers? Do you know what the numbers need to beat to have a team in Adelaide?
Look, I'm not the expert in all that, but
he hasn't got the numbers in front of
every pub I've gone to, yeah. AFL's been on, but then the NRL's been on three other TVs.
Okay. Well, they don't get big crowds in New South Wales,
no,
do they?
No.
It might all be right. If you build it, they will come, sort of thing.
I reckon that's changed a bit since the Rams. Yeah. Look at State of Origin compared to back then.
Mm. Yeah. Going on from my Greater Western Sydney, Keith from Brooklyn Park, who has to go down this road, says, Sir Donald Bradman drives too long and too hard to say him right.
It's really long.
Well, when you got to do your address or explain where you live, Sir Donald Bradman drives.
I still call it Burbage Road.
Do you? Yeah. All right. What else have we got?
Let's go to Burnside. G'day, Sam.
Morning.
How are you?
Not too bad.
Have you got a hot take for us?
Yes. No matter how many shoeies you do, golf is still boring.
Oh, Sam. That is un-Adelaide.
Do they do shoeies in Burnside, Sam?
Oh, no. Well,
out of an RM.
Out of an RM.
Come on. Golf was fantastic.
You didn't head down to Grange on the weekend, Sam?
Really
no,
not.
I don't mind playing golf, but I don't want to watch grown men.
All right. Okay. Mike at Darlington, what's your hot take, Mike?
How you going, guys?
Good.
Good, mate.
Look, being a bit of a connoisseur of chocolate, I definitely think Cadbury's way better than Haig's.
What a hot take.
Another un-Adelaide comment.
I actually don't agree.
Haig's is magnificent. What did you think when you heard that Loz and Ditz can eat a whole packet of Tim Tams in one sitting?
Obviously Tim Tams are good. Probably better than Haig's chocolate, but, you know, not surprising.
Hang on, I can hear a New Zealand accent
so
there.
That's why you're...
We've got an outsider and he's trying to take down...
Listen, talk about eating a packet of Tim Tams. One of those large packets of Haig's Freckles.
Oh, stop it.
I see the whole packet.
I told Baxter at Adelaide Oval last night that they need to get them back for Thursday night and Friday night
seriously.
Games in the media area.
Unbelievable.
upsettingly good.
Yeah.
Like, we have to ban them from our house.
Hot take on the text line here that blue swimmer crabs are better than crayfish.
Yes.
And I am with you
totally
on that
agree.
One.
I agree.
I actually agree.
Totally agree.
This might not be a hot take, but it's kind of in the long wordy thing. You know how people say half a dozen?
Yeah.
Instead of six?
Yeah.
That kind of is insane to me.
No, okay. It's not.
Like, just say that six has got three letters in it.
Are you talking
half a dozen?
Word economy is what it's called.
Yeah.
Word economy. I once had a radio boss say to me, your word economy is not very good. I went, what? Is that a thing?
Your word? Who was that?
Idiot who no longer works in radio.
Oh, yeah, fair enough.
In other words, I was using too many words to say what I was trying to say.
Well, that's a bit, because it's half a dozen is kind of, not only is it, it's too many words, but you also have to halve a dozen. So you're doing an equation as well.
You don't have to explain it. I'm with you.
So we need to get that whistle off that man.
Turn me on, you idiot. Tex Walker is coming up very shortly.
I reckon you were umpiring last night. Oh, jeez, you got a good run with the umpires.
Don't argue with the umpires. 50 metres.
Coming up, Tex Walker, not too far away.
You're looking forward to that, aren't you, Dizzy?
Can't wait. Cannot wait.
Get a showdown review.
He'll be really humble.
Did you sleep well last night?
No.
What's
not
wrong?
At all.
Why tossing
not?
And turning.
Who are you going to kill? Who are you going to get rid of? Who are you going to sack?
No, I've got a list.
Is it the umpire's fault?
No, players? No, yes.
The coach?
Yes, everyone. Hierarchy.
Need Koshy, a new coach?
Koshy all the way down.
Koshy as well?
All the way down. Yeah, you got to have strong leadership. It starts at the top. I'm a big believer
in that.
So
Koshy's out?
No, I didn't say out, but he needs a talking to.
What does he need to get told?
Roll your sleeves up and get your hands dirty and run the club. No, what? I'm serious.
He's never rolled his sleeves up.
It's about time.
Can someone please roll my sleeves up for me?
Nah,
I need to get
happen.
My hands dirty.
Hey, earlier this morning, we were talking about one of our favourite actors of all time,
Sam Neill.
Yeah. You revealed his real name was.
Both of us together.
Doesn't matter. His name's Nigel.
Nigel Neill.
That's his real name.
And he decided at the age of 10 to change his name because he was getting called Nigel No Friends and all. And people were picking on him.
But that wasn't accurate because he had a friend called Nigel.
That's
he
true.
Had another mate called Nigel.
Nigel Nutt, his name.
Kids, Nigel Nutt had a sister Hazel. Yeah. Anyway, as little kids, they were watching country and western movies, and they went with Sam and Bill. So he was Sam Neill and Bill Nutt.
Bill Nutt is not better
Bill
than
Nutt's
Nigel Nutt.
Bill Nutt's not a massive
improvement. No, it's not.
His whole career would have been different if he was Nigel Neill.
I don't know that he would have been a star, maybe.
Yeah.
Ditch, what about that soccer game that you were involved
actually,
in.
It does remind me of that. Years ago, Loz, when I worked in the Seven, sports department, and you get bored. We used to make up sports stories and things and, try and be creative. And mate of mine said, he goes, you know, in the soccer league in Western Victoria, North nil.
Not Greater Western Victoria.
No, just Western Victoria. Yeah. North nil played against nil. You know, the town of nil?
Yeah.
And they
yeah.
played a scoreless draw. And when they read the scores out that night on TV, it was North nil, 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 nil.
Oh, dits don't go anywhere. We've got a massive showdown review coming up next.
Yeah, stay with us. Big hours still to come. It is 11 degrees in the city right now. Headed for a top of 21. It's Rooted to Lawns for your Friday morning on Triple M.
Mally's done it again.
What do you mean?
Another major
Stop
event.
It.
So, well, you know, we've
Live
gone
golf.
Gather round.
Gather round.
Yeah, the National Bridge. I remember World's Most Boring Man rang and said the National Bridge titles are on.
Yeah. What else is happening?
Parico Medieval Fair this weekend. Tell us all about it. You kept this under your hat.
I don't like talking about the Parico Medieval Fair because you bully me about it.
We don't bully you.
No, well,
but the funny thing is, tell us about when you ran out of petrol.
Well, I wanted to go a couple of years ago. I was dressed up and had my cape on and I was driving down Paynham Road and I ran out of fuel and I had to push my RAV4 off the road on my own inner cape dressed as a witch. And someone drove past and I thought they were pulling the window down to see, and he just went, "Just use your magic, Dumbledore." And then drove off.
So what will happen this weekend at the Parico Medieval Fair?
Well, because I'm in the Suzuki now, I can get up there. There's no issues getting up there.
In it.
Yeah, the car's fine. What will be going on? There'll be mead. Parico wines will be doing a
What's
little
mead?
Thing.
Surely it's only a one-day event.
It's a two-day at Roots. I'm not kidding. They had thousands and thousands of people come through.
That is bulldust.
I'm not joking.
You're
last
exaggerating.
Year was...
You're
I'm
putting
not.
Mayo on it.
I'm not. I'm
you
not.
Are.
Anyone who was there last year, it was almost overcrowded.
There can't be thousands of people
they
interested
turning them away,
in a medieval
they're
fair.
They're turning away
My
witches.
My niece and nephew
and...
went, and when they arrived, they said, we need to put wristbands on the kids with phone numbers because there were just so many people that the children
they
were getting lost.
They need to put wristbands on these kids because they shouldn't be bloody
no,
out there.
No. Look, it's a good event. And,
so you're going in the Suzuki, not on your broom?
No, that's good, Dits.
What do you seriously do at a medieval fair?
You drink alcohol and you watch people do, like, you know, the log tossing and things like that.
Wow.
Men in kilts.
This needs to be televised.
Will the world's most boring man go to this?
It's every chance.
I actually think it would be too much for him.
Really?
The jousting,
anyway,
he'll just
have a good weekend
mind.
Up there, Loz.
Yeah.
For all your steel supplies, it has to be Centurion Steel. Centurion.com.au.
G'day, it's Tex Walker from the Crows.
Come on.
Tex.
Didn't we have him on this week? Hasn't he been on Tuesday?
Damn it, we won the showdown. 55, Tits. Didn't you remember last night?
It's a nightmare.
Led from start to finish.
God,
Tex kicked a great goal in the first quarter. Let's get him on, Tex.
Oh, good morning, Christopher.
Hello, Taylor.
Good morning, Uncle Chris.
Oh, no.
Uncle Chris is a bit quiet today, Tex.
What's wrong?
Sack.
He wants to sleep.
Too good. Nah, well played.
He wants to sack Koshy, sack the coach, sack the captain, sack the whole back line.
You'll be right, mate. Just got beat by a better side last night. It's... what a fitting way to finish the week off for Sloaney. It was an unbelievable win by the boys and a bit sore today, but that's all right.
Now, just talking about Sloaney, it was interesting. You warmed up in the number 9 Guernsey.
Yeah, I was a bit tight. I usually wear an extra large and I had to fit into a medium shirt. So, just a great mate. And I thought, why not put it on for him and... I might have to do it every week.
Couldn't have been a better week for Sloaney. Great speeches at his announcement on Monday, and then all week it's just been interview after interview, and he's held himself perfectly, carried himself perfectly. Last night at the Oval was great, and then getting the win as well. It's been a great week for Sloaney and everyone to do with the footy club.
Yeah, it's funny. I was talking to him last night pre-game. I said, "How do you feel?" He goes, "Oh, I think it's been a great week, but I'm starting to get itchy feet." So I think
is he making a comeback?
Said, "What, we're going to start calling you John Farnham."
Yeah,
come on, Sloaney.
Well, he's in probably career best, Nick. Roo. He physically looks unbelievable, and the work that he's done with the rehab boys over the past 2 or 3 months has been outstanding. So. I think he's retired, but it was an amazing night last night, and I thought the boys played accordingly to the way Sloaney's played his whole career.
What do you think Sloaney will do? Like, genuinely, do you think he'll get really into, like, snooker? Or, like, what's going to take up all his time? Like, what's he, is he going to, like, get into cycling? Like, has he got something else?
I think he's going to go and play darts or bocce.
Lawn bowls.
I think he'll hang around for a little bit the rest of the year at the club and help out in any capacity that he can. And then I think that'll just give him time to decide what him and Bell and the kids want to do.
Yeah.
Tex, it's been an unbelievable month for Jake Soligo. No one inside the club surprised. He was the best trainer on the track pre-Christmas and then did his ankle, and that put him back a month. But gee whiz, it's been a bit of a rise for the young fella and a showdown medal to get on the back of it.
I love Sully. He's a ripping kid. As you said, really works super hard on his craft. And he just his last month's been outstanding. He's part of the reason why we're playing good footy. So it's been a great addition to our footy club, and he oozes leadership as well. So looking forward to seeing what he can do for another 15, 16, 17 years.
Yeah.
Thought your defenders were very good last night. Keane played a great game. Worrell was very good as well.
All of them did. Yeah, I heard you say a little bit earlier that Port won most of the stats, which they did. And I think you did win the inside 50s, but our backs were outstanding last night, led by Keane. And all of them, actually. I'm not going to mention one, but they were outstanding in holding their nerve and winning the crucial contests. And I thought they, when the ball was in their hand, they played the game very smartly. So we were lucky to have those boys in great form.
Little birdie told me might be a few beers flowing around this afternoon somewhere, Texan.
There will be. I think, Rue, there deserves to be a few beers after last night and the week that we just had. But I'm going to miss out on them because I'm on my way to Sydney. So.
Oh, you're going to induct your dad into the New South Wales Football Hall of Fame.
I am, yeah, so I'll be pretty quiet up there with my brother.
Very
quiet. Three walkers.
Just a petite.
www.walker.com.
There's going to be four of us. My sister is going as well, she might be the guide dog tonight trying to get all three of us home.
Oh, have fun, Tex. Well played last night again. Led from the front. Great performance, and we'll catch you on Tuesday.
See you guys. See you, Uncle Chris.
Once a week with you is plenty.
Oh,
I guarantee you.
Don't say that. Oh, I love you.
Yeah, you too. Have a good weekend.
Bye.
It's Reddit and Loz and Tex Walker. All thanks to Centurion Steel. Triple M.
Triple M breakfast with Roo, Dits and Loz.
I need the tip.
Get it straight from the horse's mouth.
I'm Mr. Red.
It's time for Roo's tip of the week.
All right, we've had thirds, we've had seconds. We need a first. And I think we can do that tomorrow at Loz and Dits. I know Dits is heading down to the races for the carnival down at Morpheus. It'll be a great day down there, so get down there. Beautiful
weather.
Nine races on the card, and you're going to have to be patient tomorrow, Loz.
Yep.
Are you known for your patience?
Yes, no.
Okay, well,
no.
One bet, and it's in the last race. All right, race nine. So you just got to hold. And then in race nine, number 11,
boom,
a horse called Lose Some, Win More.
Oh,
come on, it'll get back this season.
There's an omen.
I think only bad luck's going to beat it.
Shit.
I think only bad luck's going to beat
right.
it.
Right.
Yeah, I think it'll get back. It'll be running on. I think it's a bit too good for this crew. It'll go straight past them, and I'll be on the line going,
we need somebody to take the whistle off him.
Oh, no.
You little beauty.
Why the umpires weren't umpiring? Because you had their whistle last night.
No, they needed to find a bloody whistle at times. But anyway, go Crows all up. Race 9, number 11 at Morpheville tomorrow called Lose Some, Win More. That's it.
Gamble responsibly.
You're all right, Dits? You're a bit quiet.
Yeah,
You're a bit flat this morning. Listen, look. Swings and roundabouts.
Come on.
It all comes out in the wash.
Hang on, can I write all these cliches down?
Yeah.
Swings in roundabouts.
It's not in roundabouts, it's and roundabouts, isn't it?
It's never as bad as it seems. It's never as good as it seems.
Okay, thank you. Okay. That makes me feel a whole lot better.
Yeah, okay. There's always next week. Oh, you've only got Geelong, who are undefeated.
Away from home?
At the cattery.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic.
At the cattery.
Beauty. It just gets better.
The big red cat will be down at the cattery.
Nah,
you should be all right down there, Dits.
Righto. Have a good weekend.
I reckon Rosie's playing next week.
Yeah, of course he is.
Oh, no. Let's get out of here before there's a war.
We're putting our ear to the ground, pounding the pavement, and finding out the real issues around Adelaide. Please welcome to Triple M Breakfast, the voice of the suburbs.
Oh, voice of the suburbs. She'll be a bit calmer this week. Kids are back at school. Let's see how she's getting on. Good morning.
Oh, that is happy. Happy days in my house. They're back. Right. I'm good. How is everyone?
Yeah, good voice.
All right, what's happening?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I just have to say, how good was LIV Golf last week?
Yeah.
Oh, you're a golfer.
Wow.
No, I wasn't, but I went for the vibe and it was great. Mm-hmm. The days were sunny. The greens of Grange were schmick. Mm-hmm. But I have to say a big thank you to the organisers because the concert starting at 5 o'clock were right up my alley.
Right, yeah. So it's not about the golf then?
No, I watched a bit of golf, but it was mainly
there. Name
me
three golfers that were there.
There was a Cam guy.
Yeah,
Cam Smith.
Yeah.
There was a Nicholson.
Yeah, Phil Mickelson.
Yeah.
And there was a...
So you got one surname, one Christian name.
Yeah.
And then there was a hobby, Hosey.
No, he pays for good milk. No. Lucky Hosey.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What's the...
late.
No, right. Babe, the quickie.
Who was the
Fisher.
One?
Fisher.
Yeah, he's a good golfer. Yeah.
He was great. And I was not mainly, I did enjoy the golf, but I did get excited for Fisher. But the best part about Fisher was that the concert started at 5 o'clock and I was in home by bed by 9. And you've heard me whinge before about rock stars not getting on stage till 8, 9 o'clock and I don't get home till after midnight.
At your nine.
Yeah, it's too late. Oh, I don't have time for that. I'm tired. Yeah. But it was great. The concert, all the family was there. Mums with their teens and tweens were dancing together. Mums with babies on the side were there watching Fisher.
Yeah, babies are at Fisher,
I don't know how Arch Barker would feel about that, but I think that's okay, right? I don't know.
Fisher did
There'd
say
be a
one
bit
point,
of argy-bargy, wouldn't
there? Yeah. The lady at the back with the baby, sorry, you're disrupting the vibe of the show. Can you please leave?
He was a bit loud. Okay.
What else has been happening, voice?
Well, after the weekend of indulging at LIV, I thought, do you know what? I'm going to do some dreaded life admin, and I'm going to look into my bank account and see where I can save and slash.
Okay.
So, but I'm a bit upset with what I found. Oh, and I'm embarrassed to admit it here, but I thought maybe if I am honest, then you guys can keep me accountable, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping that I might save other people some cash too. So what I found is I have a lot of entertainment, TV, streaming subscriptions.
Oh, yeah.
That I've forgotten about.
How many?
Oh, my gosh. So I did a tally. Netflix, $22.99 a month.
Mm-hmm.
That's the premium plan. I don't know why I need a premium plan.
Because they put ads. They put ads on the other one and you get sick of it. So
you're
going
to pay for it. 23. What else you got?
No, well, I can change that to $6. So I'll do that. Stan.
Okay, you're going to go from 23 to 6.
Good. Yeah, so I'm going to slash there. So that feels good.
Yeah.
Stan, haven't watched it in a year.
How much?
$12.99 a month. Mm-hmm. Slashed. Yep. Gone.
Gone.
Disney Plus. Do you know how much they're charging me?
How much?
$17.99.
Are you getting rid of it?
Yep, slashed. Right. Not watching that. Kids, stuff here. No more Disney.
Oh.
Amazon Prime. Do you guys have Amazon Prime?
Yeah, yes. I've got it. Yeah.
How much?
Well, is it worth keeping? Well, I'm happy to keep it because it's only $9.99.
You keeping it?
Yeah, but when's the last time you watched it? Because I found this recently. I looked at it. I thought, I haven't watched this in 12 months.
But what I do is I get rid of them and then a show comes out that I want to watch. So I just get it again.
Yeah.
I think that's what happened to me.
You're keeping it or getting
rid of
it?
No, I'm keeping the $9.99. Okay. I feel okay with that.
Next.
Apple TV, $12.99.
You getting rid of it?
Getting rid of that slash.
Yeah.
Gone.
Yeah.
Foxtel. Oh, my gosh. Do you guys have Foxtel?
Yeah.
I've got Binge, which I think is an offshoot.
Foxtel, $82 a month.
Yeah, but you get to look at me on there. So
that is a highlight. Yeah. And Bernie Vince with the bounce.
That's
good,
right.
Triple M
keep
people.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Keep that. So... In that tally, that's $158.95 just for TV.
Hell.
In the month.
That's
a lot. So I think that I need to get savvier. So people need to have a look. But then on top of that, other subscriptions that I'm forking out for.
What else you got?
It's a bit embarrassing, but Spotify Premium.
Just listen to Triple M.
Exactly. And I only listen to Triple M anyway and listener, so stuff that for you later, don't need it.
Yep.
Apple Storage. So for your phone and stuff, that's
$25.99.
A month? Gee
whiz. What, a month?
Yeah.
You are joking.
Have we all got that?
No. I have it, but... But they don't ask. Like,
so you're
going to
be saving a couple of grand here, voice.
Oh, my gosh. So I did the tally.
You can go on an extra holiday.
Yeah. So girl mass, I'm going to go buy myself a handbag.
Yeah.
After splashing all that, I've saved myself $2,000. Oh, you my girls, God.
You should all be accountants.
Yeah, we should.
Oh, gosh. It all makes sense to me. So anyway, brilliant. I hope people can listen, look at your accounts this week, people of the suburbs, and slash.
Well done, voice. Great segment.
There she is, the voice of the suburbs. Well, the big events just keep coming into Adelaide, don't they? And this is when I throw, you mentioned food and wine. My God, I'm lining up. I'm
salivating.
In the queue. Tasting Australia kicks off today for 10 days, over 150 events, and the festival director joins us, Karina Armstrong. What a good job you've got.
Isn't it just the best job in the world?
How did you get that?
I actually got a little tap on the shoulder, so it's a pretty nice one, but yeah. It's I've been involved with the festival for a long time and then been, you know, part of being the creative team for the last 3 years. So it's pretty amazing.
Yeah. How have you seen it evolve over the years? If you've been involved with it a long time, you must have seen some changes.
Oh, huge. The people that came before me, obviously Jocks on Frillo and Simon Bryant, built the festival into what a more modern version of what it is today, where we get visiting chefs, and then Darren Robertson and I got to do the last 2 years together, and we built on that. And then I've done this year solo, so I've built on it again. It's just a constant reflection of what's happening in South Australia as far as producers and people and our hospitality industry that is world class.
Yeah.
Now, Karina, I've driven through Victoria Square, and there are, you know, marquees and all sorts of things everywhere down there. But have you got events on in other places as well?
Across all 12 regions of South Australia, we've got events. So we're right out into all parts, and I'm so proud of that because our regional community is vibrant and we've got some great stuff happening.
Oh, unbelievable. Now, I haven't been before, Karina. I want you to tip me into the best thing I could take my wife to. Please go out for dinner at night, a couple of wines. What's the best thing I could get involved in?
Well, you need to ring your wife right now and say, come on down tonight. We've got two events this evening in Town Square. One is High Stakes with Matt Moran, Jake Kelly and Isabel Whelan-Little. And the other one is Barossa Heroes with Claudette Zepeda. She's our US visiting chef, Brigitte and Daniel. They're all there tonight. And they're both incredible events. And you can get dressed up, come in, make a real night of it.
Can you book and, you know, get seats and stuff? How does it work?
So you just hit up the Tasting Australia website and it's super easy. You can buy your tickets online. And we're very modern. They're on your phone and through you come.
Wow. Incredible.
Sounds good. Easy as that. So we're talking 150 different events, 10 days starting today, right through until Sunday the 12th of May. This is amazing. Karina, well done. Thanks for bringing this to Adelaide and... I for one, I'm heading down. No worries about that. Yep, for sure.
Just
thanks,
come down
Karina.
To Town Square.
Yeah.
All good. All come right. And say hello.
Karina Armstrong, Tasting Australia Festival Director.
Thanks for checking out the Roodits and Laws podcast, driven by the Ford Ranger Raptor, inspired by desert racing. Ford Ranger Raptor has been developed by the Australian design and engineering team with Ford Performance DNA for true enthusiasts.